Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Ryan joining us now on the line. Jim, we were actually just talking about the new campaign in South Dakota, warning people of the dangers of meth. And, well, that campaign not going too well. But they could use similar campaigns, it turns out, to other places in the country, including Arkansas.
Yeah, this was really a bizarre and kind of shocking story, especially to the kids who attend this college in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. It turns out that two of the associate professors in the chemistry department have been arrested on charges of cooking meth. Sounds a lot like Breaking Bad, doesn't it? Well, it should, because this apparently is precisely what was happening inside the lab at the university. Terry David Bateman, Bradley Allen Rowland, both of them teaching chemistry at Henderson State University, now charged with cooking methamphetamine and with use of drug paraphernalia. Students on that campus have been shocked to hear about all of this, but they suspected something was going on when there was a strong odor coming from that chemistry lab. Some of the kids thought that it was simply the smell of the chemicals. Turns out it may have been much more than that, Brian.
Did the university fire them, or what happened?
No, not yet. This is all still under investigation. They are on leave at the moment. You know, they're facing some legal issues, and so far the school has kept them on staff, kept them on the payroll, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the next few weeks.
I mean, it really almost seems like they watched Breaking Bad and said, hey, we're smart enough to do this.
Yeah, you know, I think that whether that's the case or not, we don't know, but it sure sounds like something that that happened here, that they saw this. They said maybe we could come up with a formula of our own. They were found to have some of the chemicals that are components of methamphetamine there in the lab for no other reason than, you know, they wasn't part of a teaching curriculum. So, yeah, that it seems that this may be what they were up to, but we'll find out once testimony begins here.
Wow. The lab is probably sealed off right now for the investigation.
Well, it was initially because it was hazardous. You know, the air was so thick with this chemical smell that the building couldn't be used for several weeks. Now, there was a company that went in and that did a thorough cleaning, did testing of the air quality, and finally it was reopened. But, it was closed off, yeah, partly because of evidence gathering, but also because it was a hazardous place to be.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks for the update. That's Jim Ryan on the real-life Breaking Bad story that happened out in Arkansas.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.